This is a podcast about relationships that I'm sure you'll love. Follow Kaylin and Egypt as they discuss the ins and outs of their vacationship. This week we discuss gender roles and finances.
Hey everyone, how you doing? This is Kaylin.
And I'm Egypt.
And this is
vacationships.
So this week we're going to be going over gender roles and finances.
Our main topic or question of discussion is, how should gender roles be treated in a relationship?
So when we say traditional gender roles or, you know, just gender roles and finances, people normally say, you know, men bring home the bacon and they supposed to do all the money making, pay all the bills, come home, have their dinner ready. They don't do no cooking and cleaning. And women are supposed to be taking care of the kids. They're supposed to be, I don't know, cleaning the bathroom all day, scrubbing and
scrubbing the towels
and yeah, taking the towels out back,
laundry, and
putting them on the clothesline, and they don't do anything and all that good stuff. Well, not good stuff, but
and that's traditional roles. And then you have finances as well, where there's also traditional roles with finances, where the men are supposed to pay for everything, and you know,
the women's supposed to ask for money if they need something. And
exactly.
Women are supposed to just let the man handle all the bills, finances, car note, which sounds crazy to me, unless you're a billionaire. But
exactly. So what we're going to do is break it up into two topics, traditional roles and finances. So when it comes to me and Kaylin and traditional roles such as cooking and cleaning, we basically take turns. The way that our schedules are, because of the way that our schedules are set up. Oh, I can't
and
talk.
Just because it's fair.
Yeah, like, I agree. Like, why should I be doing all the cooking and cleaning?
Right, we both go to work. It's not like we're billionaires. Like I just said, we're normal people who go to work and come home tired. Like, we have to share all the responsibilities of the household. Like, sometimes I leave bowls around. Sometimes Egypt leaves cups around, but we both make the mess. We both clean it up. I don't agree with that whole
he should, she should kind of thing.
Yeah, like, no. You make the mess. I clean it up sometimes. I make a mess. You clean it up sometimes.
Exactly. I agree.
Yeah. So I wanted to merge something. I wanted to. Can I dip into finances now?
You can.
Okay, so I just want to dip into finances because there are some people who believe like the person who makes the most money should not have to do like all the cooking and cleaning and and things. How do you feel about that?
I mean, I don't think it's fair. I think it all depends on time, and it's different for everyone's situation. Okay, you make more than me. Okay, I make more than you. But why should that other person have to clean to make up for it or cook to make up for it?
Do you think it should be is like situational, though? Because
Yeah, it should be situational. That's what I mean. It depends on the relationship. Everyone's relationship is different. Let's say you made $1 million and I'm sitting... a year. You make $1 million a year. And I make, what, $30,000 a year. So just because you make basically $1 million more than me, that means I should cook and clean everything?
No, I don't think so at all. Because you're still working. It's not like you're just at home. Like,
not so what if I'm not working?
So, I mean, if you're not working, then I just think you have more opportunity to cook and clean. Like, like if I'm at work every day and you're at home, like, because you decide to not have a job or we decide, like, oh, you don't need to work. Like, it shouldn't be, like, crazy dirty. Like, it should just be lived in, you know? Like okay, a shirt here, there,
she
whatever.
She was by the door.
But it's, I think, vice versa. Like, if I was at home, because my dream is to be stay-at-home dad, but if I was at home, like, it would be clean because I'm not going to work.
But also, just because you're staying home doesn't mean that you're supposed to do everything. Like, you have errands to run. You got things to do. So you shouldn't always expect for it to be tidy and food to be on the table.
Well, I agree and disagree too, because okay, errands, but that's I guess that's just me, because errands shouldn't take you all day.
But to you run. Don't know. Have you ever been in a situation where you were home and you had to do errands all day?
Yeah, when I sometimes take over and okay, gotta do all errands.
And by the time that you're finished with your errands, what time is it precisely?
I don't have a schedule, Egypt. I'm just saying.
I know. Just give me an estimate.
You wake up early. Depending on what you have to do, mm-hmm. If you leave the house at like 8 o'clock, you should be back by like 12.
Okay, so
take a nap.
My example:
drink a beer.
When I was home last month, I would work out, clean, prep dinner, run errands. By the time all of that was done, it was 3 o'clock.
Which is not, that's, what was you doing? Working out for 2 hours?
Exactly. You don't know what I was doing. Like,
okay, my point is
that it's all situational.
Okay. But I just don't think that, I think it's situational, but even in certain situations, somebody should not dictate what the other person does just because of their finances.
Exactly. Like, you've been home all day. You need to do this. You need to do that. I don't need to do anything. Did we have some kind of agreement? Like,
yeah.
Everything has to be set in place. Especially when you first start dating someone. That's something that you should talk about.
Right.
Because you don't want to be in a situation where Kalen becomes a millionaire and he's expecting me to cook and clean every day. No. We spoke about this before when we first started dating. Correct.
Are you asking me or are you just making a statement?
Okay, I'm just going to say.
I'm just going to
tell y'all. All right. So. Yeah,
well, I bet she'll be asking for some of that money, though.
Sure enough.
But see, we're getting ahead of ourselves because. Anyway, but going back to like traditional roles, just to finish, wrap this up, the other topic we said was just bringing home the money. Well, bringing home the money as far as like who makes more. Like, traditionally, men are supposed to bring home all the money and pay for all the bills, which I don't agree with at all. Some men are, like, horrible at managing their money. And some women are horrible at managing their money. But I don't think, like, one person should just,
Well, I was going to, I'm sorry to cut in.
My main point is I don't think one person should manage all the money for the household.
And I Their agree money with that. And, I agree with that.
Yeah. Like, if everything costs $100 and you have 3 bills, like,
mm-hmm.
you guys should be able to sit down and say, okay, we're going to split this up. You pay $150, you pay $150. But it shouldn't be like, oh, my goodness, you always using the hair dryer so much. Like, why you... Yeah, you pay more of the electric bill because you use the hairdryer more. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, you
or
take
simply,
too much.
Simply because you make more money. Why do you have to pay more? Or why do I have to pay the same amount? It all depends on the relationship. Because, wait, what's my...
I just don't agree with it. I think everything should be fair no matter what. Unless... you in a relationship where the person says, you know what, I'm going to pay this bill.
Exactly.
Or
it's
something
all
like that.
Situational.
But
like
before that, I think that it should just be.
Yeah, like when it comes to rent, if you were in a relationship, you about to pay rent by yourself if you have a roommate? No. Are you going to expect your roommate to pay everything? You want your roommate.
That's true.
You expect your roommate to pay half of the rent unless it's discussed. Well, you have the bigger bedroom. I'll pay $1,200. You pay $800. Or, like, if you're in a relationship and you're living together, you should talk about that before.
Really? It's so funny. Like, relationships are, like, kind of negotiations.
Yeah, basically. Because
you kind of got to, like, negotiate what your, you know, what your expectations are. And then you got to, like, kind of sign the contract if
exactly.
you agree with
if
them.
It's not
if
a match.
If not, then you
if
don't
it's
sign
not
the
a,
contract.
If it's not a match, keep it moving.
But,
next.
It's just sad that it has to be that way. Why we all can't just live in harmony? Anyway.
So we could transition into finances now. And we could talk about when we first started dating and how that worked out. So traditionally, when it comes to finances. Men are supposed to pay for the date. They're supposed to take you out on a nice first date, spend all their coins, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Me, personally, I'm fine with either way. Like, if we go on a date and we establish it, like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to pay for half of the food, you pay for half of this, or I'll pay for the movies and you pay for the drinks or something like that.
Right. That's true. A lot of people fall into, I feel like, that thought of, oh, he got paid for it because he's the guy taking me out to impress me. Which is, I personally agree, like, when you're dating someone, you do want to impress them. You do want to show them, like, that you're, you know, a genuine person, that you, of course, like I said, like, you're negotiating your contract with this person. You want to show them that you're worth something. Like, you don't want to be taking them to, like, bum restaurants. And then,
bum restaurants.
Like, and I'm not, when I say bum restaurants, I don't mean like Applebee's and Fridays, because Applebee's and Fridays is, in these day and age, that's a fancy restaurant, because people don't be having money to take everybody out to Hibachi, and this is all these fancy ass restaurants. Mm-hmm. Like, so yeah, like.
So does that make you a gentleman if you pay for the first date, or does it make you broke, like, if you don't pay for the first date?
Well, honestly, like, if you're dating someone, you should have money to take them out. Like, because going out, being social, like, that's...
But what about the first date?
Okay, that's what I'm talking about, the first date.
Should the man pay for the first date?
Yeah, because... But, and this is all tying into, like, what my whole... Like, my whole big gist of it is, like, who says, like, these are the things that we're supposed
society.
To do? Who's society? Not my society. But anyway. But no, I agree with you. Like, on the first date, traditionally, is gentlemen supposed to pay for everything. And that's, of course, to impress the woman.
It's a preview of what you're going to get.
Right. If you continue.
But... Being that it's a preview, is that what we should expect going forward?
So, that, I believe, depends on, I guess, your, not your relationship, but just, like, your standards and your morals. Like, if you are the type of person who's looking for a fabulous lifestyle to be given to you by somebody else, then that's what you're going to be looking for in dating. Like, if you're... grew up and you know that your parents shared everything, and that, you know, your parents allowed you to, showed you how it is to share, you know, finances and to be equal in a relationship, then when you go to a relationship, like, you're not going to expect everything to be given to you. So I also think that's just how, like, you're raised. And then there's those who, like, just see everything on social media and they're like, oh, I want that because that's all these big booty hoes getting taken care of stuff. So then they just idolize the wrong thing. So I think it depends. But to me personally, I don't think so, because for instance, me and you, we was dating in college. Like, I wasn't taking you to no 5-star restaurants because we in college, like, I don't got no 5-star money.
Exactly.
But I mean,
you took me somewhere that was affordable, fun, and nice.
Right. But
see, and it showed me, like, who you were.
Yeah, because think about it this way. If I take Ejim on the first date to Fogo de Chao and I got rent to pay, and I'm being realistic, like, I got rent to pay, car note, insurance, like, food I need to get for my apartment or whatever. And then I take her to Fogo de Chao and I spend, like, $1.50. How am I supposed to survive? Like, next thing you know, my phone is cut off. I can't even contact you. And what? Now I'm a bum because I don't have a phone, but I took you on this expensive-ass date. And, you know, but that's all with going with living within your means. Like, you dating somebody, if they can't understand, like, that at this point in time, you might be struggling, especially with the way the economy is now. Like, and maybe they're not the person you should be pursuing, you know?
Exactly. So... going forward, when you're actually in a relationship, what are your thoughts on, like, a shared bank account? My opinion for a shared bank account, I personally think that you should have your own separate accounts. Well, you have your spending money and, you know, just like, you know, your own little side savings or whatever. But you should also have an account where you fund, you know, both of your money for bills and payments and important things that are coming up.
Yeah, I agree with that for, But for, there's a lot of people out there who are like,
everybody else is not the same.
Not a lot of people not good with money. Like, I've talked to a lot of people who, they just like, nah, I'll just let him take care of it. I'll just let her take care of it because that's just how they are. Like, I'm not good with money. Like, I'm not going to expect, I'm not going to try my best, like, to delegate money if I'm not good with it. Like, if I can't save, then no, I'm not going to keep money in my savings. Like, you know, I'm going to find some other place to put it.
And I also noticed that a lot of people that are married, well, from my experience of married people that I know, the woman, I don't know, she holds a lot of financial responsibility and, like, making sure that everything is on track or keeping things in order. Like, she actually is the one that pays the bill. The man gives her his portion of the money. The woman pays the bill. And then, you know, she also has, like, her separate stash for, like, just in case something happens. That's just from what I've experienced. Have you ever heard of anything like that or experienced that before?
I mean, when if you really talking about, like, the black family, like,
the married black family.
Yeah, the married black family, like, women normally take care of the finances because men just don't be doing stupid stuff with their money. Like,
man, buying 50 inches TVs.
Okay, but, all right, that's the 50 million pair of shoes that women buy all the time when it's just like you have no more space.
But are the bills paid?
Okay, I didn't say that, but you're saying that.
Men but you just stuff. Said the silly things men buy.
Okay.
And the TV was my example.
Well, the shoes was mine.
Okay.
Because there's it's flipped some places. Are you some places
are you trying
flipped.
To say something?
Because there's a lot of shoes and
are you trying to put some subliminal message and, out there or something?
No, I'm just saying. Okay. Anyway, getting back on topic. getting back on topic of not being good with money. So, how do you think couples should deal with, like, for example, like, if you're not good with money, so you have me to hold all your money.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think it should be dealt with where if you want money for something, but I don't, because you gave me all your money, I don't think you should buy it, so now what? Or vice versa, like,
well, if you gave me money... like, for a goal, specifically to save for a goal, then I'm going to say no, unless it's for that goal. Or if it's an emergency, okay, it's your...
So, what if I'm like, yo, Egypt, like, I just need, like
$20,
yo.
Why would you tell me to hold money for a specific goal so that you can pinch off of it? No.
Because isn't it emergency money?
But you just said, Egypt, I need $20.
For emergency.
Well, if it's an emergency, I got you.
Okay.
That's why people need to talk about these things before they get into an
Here
relationship.
Here we go.
These are all examples, by the way, in opinions. We are not experts. This is just our thoughts and opinions. Some from real life, like things that have happened. But my opinion is we could go right to the advice portion of the show because we covered everything. So, my piece of advice, getting into a new relationship, you need to discuss what your goals are, what you want out of this. Because if it's 2 years later and y'all about to get married and y'all haven't talked about finances or gender roles yet, I personally don't think it's going to be a successful marriage or relationship.
Yeah, just because it's the little things that, like, end up hurting your relationship in the end. So, just example, like, I take out the trash, but Egypt doesn't like to take out the trash. But I'll ask her to take out the trash, and she'll do it. Like, it wouldn't be a problem. But, like, that could get annoying if you're just the only person doing one thing, like, or if you're the only person who's paying the bills on time, or if you're the only person who's cleaning up after the other person. Like, those things get irritating after a while, and if you don't speak about them, or if you don't take the time to kind of, you know, just, what's the word I'm looking for? Agree. There we go. If you don't agree about like,
or even compromise.
That's the compromise. That's the better word. Yeah.
Because there's a lot of compromise in relationships.
Yeah. I mean, if we was gonna keep going on though, I would test the whole societal view upon what gender roles are and how finances should be delegated. Because I don't know whose crazy ass thought that one person should pay all the bills. Or who's crazy ass thought one person should clean the house all the time. Because that's just not realistic. Like,
exactly. It unless, needs to be a team. Right. It needs to be teamwork.
Unless that's your job. Like, if you are a house cleaner, like, okay, you clean house all day. But as a wife, that don't mean you're a house cleaner. And as a man, that don't mean, or a husband, that don't mean you're the freaking cash cow that gotta pay for everything. Like, being realistic, like, for a modern middle-class person, like, nah, that's not happening. But my advice is definitely communicate. Definitely keep, you know, your savings up, because you have to be there to support each other when it comes to finances. And take turns doing the dishes, doing all the, making the bed, washing the clothes. Like, it just alleviates, like, all the small things that can eventually turn into big things.
Exactly. So we're going to keep this conversation going on our Instagram page. Feel free to follow us at Rakationships. And before we close out, we want to give a shout out to our two top crowdfunders, CC206 on Instagram. And what was it? Miss Demi Page, thank you so much for helping us work towards our goal to have a therapist on our show for our 12th episode, I believe it is.
I think so, yes.
Stay tuned. Our next episode, episode 10, is titled Opposites Attract.
Oh, before I go, Egypt, I just want everybody to remind everyone, make sure you check out our website to see all of the new episodes, and make sure you get your Rakationships t-shirt before they all are gone.
Oh, yes. We have some shirts left as well. So thank you so much for listening. Stay tuned for episode 10, Opposite to Track. Thank you for listening. Lita.
And if you know me and EG Baby.